Hello, friend. Would you like to better experience the presence of God? Maybe you've been struggling lately. Maybe the fire that you felt when you first came to the Lord has died down some, and you're yearning for that sweet, blissful presence of God. Before we talk about the three tips you can use to better experience His presence, it must be said that just because you don't feel God in your life doesn't mean that He's not there. Sometimes, like in any relationship, those warm, fuzzy feelings go away for a season. Ask any couple that's been married for more than a few years and they'll tell you, you don't always feel like loving that other person, and you don't always necessarily feel loved by them. But true love, namely the love that comes from God, is a high and holy presence which transcends feelings or emotion. Remember that as Christians, we are to live by faith and not by feelings. With that being said, God desires, like one in a marriage relationship, for us to seek Him, for us to yearn for Him, and for us to want to be in His company. So without further ado, let's look at three ways that we can better experience God's presence. To find these three tips, we will be going inside the Old Testament sanctuary. God told Moses in Exodus chapter 25 and verse 8, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them." God gave Moses very specific directions on the size, decorations, dimensions, and the furnishings for the sanctuary. It was made up of three sections: the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. Each section of the sanctuary contained certain furniture that was to point forward to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to His disciples in Luke chapter 24 and verse 44, "These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Jesus makes this astonishing claim here that everything from the Old Testament was to testify of Him and His ministry, and this includes the sanctuary service and all the furniture that goes in the sanctuary. Further evidence of this is found in Psalm 77 and verse 13, which says, "Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary." Did you hear that? God's way is in the sanctuary. Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am the way." So we can say without doubt that Jesus is found in the sanctuary. And by studying the sanctuary, we can better know Him and experience His presence more fully. Now, there is great significance and lots of rich doctrine found in all the furniture in the sanctuary. But today we're just going to be looking at three pieces of furniture found in the holy place of the sanctuary. Tip number one is found in the seven-branch candlestick, also called the menorah, which is located on the left-hand side of the holy place. This golden lampstand was to ever burn in the sanctuary and represents God's church. Revelation 1 and verse 20 says, "The seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches." Seven is God's special number, used in the scriptures to represent completion or perfection. Now, there is great significance in the fact that the church is represented as light. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." You see, we are God's witnesses, and part of being a Christian is sharing your faith. This can be as simple as brightening someone's day with a word of encouragement, offering to pray with someone, or helping someone in need. Jesus, who also called Himself the light of the world, came and served people. He fed them, and He healed them, and after He met their needs, He bid them, "Follow me." In the same way, we can be used by God to lead people to Christ by being good witnesses to them. And in doing so, we will experience His presence. Here's a little key. Psalm chapter 34 and verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart." So when we draw near to those who have a broken heart to help them and to serve them, we are actually drawing closer to Jesus, and we will experience His presence when we do that. So tip number one, be a light to the world. Tip number two is found in the table of showbread located on the right-hand side of the holy place. On the table was two stacks of bread, each containing six pieces for a total of 12 cakes of unleavened bread. 12 is another one of God's special numbers, and it represents His people. There were 12 tribes of Israel, there was 12 apostles, and in the book of Revelation, we read about a special group of people, the 144,000, which is a multiple of 12, 12 times 12,000. Now, bread is very significant in the Bible, as it represents Jesus. He says in John 6 and verse 51, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." So as the bread in the sanctuary service was eaten daily, we are to consume Christ daily. What does that mean to eat Christ daily? Well, Jesus is referred to in John chapter 1 as the Word. So to eat the Word of God simply means to read your Bible. In Ezekiel chapter 3, the prophet is told by God to eat the Word of God. We read, "Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat this scroll, and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness." We see a parallel verse in the book of Revelation chapter 10 where the apostle John writes, "And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey." It is crucial in our walk with Jesus to eat God's word daily. It is a revelation of the character and will of God and a love letter written from Him to us. So tip number two, fill your belly with fresh bread from Heaven's Bakery every day, and in doing so, you will experience the presence of God. Tip number three is found in the altar of incense, which was in the center of the holy place, just before the veil that separates the holy place from the most holy place. The smoke that came up from the incense went up before the throne of God in the most holy place. This smoke represents the prayers of God's people. Revelation 8 and verse 3 says, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne." You see, our prayers arise to heaven like smoke. But without a sweet aroma, our prayers cannot be pleasing to God. But thankfully, by the merits of Jesus, our prayers can arise like incense with a sweet smell and be accepted by God. Christ is referred to on multiple occasions as a sweet smell, acceptable to God. One example is in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2, which says, "And walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." What an amazing privilege it is we have to pray with the merits of Jesus Christ, making our prayers acceptable and pleasing before God. Prayer is one of the most important ways to experience the presence of God. In Exodus chapter 30 and verse 8, the incense are referred to as a perpetual incense before the Lord, which really puts into perspective the words of Paul the Apostle, who said, "Pray without ceasing." The door of communication with God should never shut. You can pray throughout the day, constantly putting your cares before the Lord, confessing your sins to Him, giving Him praise, praying for others, or just sharing what's on your mind. You cannot burden Him. In fact, He loves hearing from you. So tip number three, send up those prayers in abundance, and thanks to the merits of Jesus Christ, you will experience the presence of God. Remember the sanctuary, the dwelling place of God. We can know Jesus better by studying the things of the sanctuary. The seven-branch candlestick reminds us to share our faith, to be witnesses for God. The showbread reminds us to read our Bibles every day. And the altar of incense reminds us to pray without ceasing. If you follow Jesus into his sanctuary and do these things, you will grow closer to God and thus experience his wonderful, beautiful presence. God bless.